MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The 2025 National Kids Count is out, and the results aren't what many were hoping to see, with New Mexico being at the bottom for child well-being. The data book tracks 16 indicators for how well or poorly children are doing in the state. Administration officials were quick to dismiss the poor showing nationally. Gabrielle Ubaez, the executive director for New Mexico Voices for Children, said,
"A reminder that these numbers are from 2023, and so we hadn't fully implemented our almost universally free child care and access to pre-K yet in 2023. It was just starting to roll out. So that number, we expect it to rise in coming years."
And there are many areas of concern for the state that hasn't seen improvement in education numbers, despite spending more money on the education system per child than most other states. And in some cases, things have gotten worse. According to the report, New Mexico got worse for young children in school, and math and reading scores have many questioning what children are learning. With more than three-fourths of fourth graders unable to read at grade level, and around 86% of eighth graders not being proficient in math.
We should feel urgency around the fact that 80% of fourth graders aren't proficient in reading, and we should get really curious about the remedies for bringing every fourth grader in New Mexico up.
Still, Ubaez said, looking beyond the 50th ranking in education, the state should be more concerned with other factors affecting children, like the poverty level of children in New Mexico, and putting the emphasis on parents' wage earnings instead of the education system.
Schools have to have resources, and kids need to have a high quality of life at home. And that means also investing in their parents. You know, one example is, how do we make sure that we grow wages so that parents aren't working two or three jobs?
Still, even with the last place ranking, the graduation rates for New Mexico high school children rose by 24%. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.